Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Labour's education spokesperson, Eavon O'Riordan, is on the line. Eavon, you want to abolish the Leaving Cert. Why?
Well, we had a candidates debate yesterday from the European elections with the Children's Rights Alliance, and basically the topic of mental health was the main issue being discussed. And I've always had the view that the Leaving Cert is outdated. It's a relic of the past. And during the pandemic, it was proven that we could find alternative ways for assessing young people at the end of their senior cycle years. So it hasn't really changed that much since I did it 30 years ago. We've had a number of engagements in the Education Committee, of which I'm a member in the Euroctus. And any amount of student representatives or educationists are telling us that it is pretty much the same as it was. There has been some changes in various different subjects, but effectively it is still a number of written exams, predominantly written exams at the end of sixth year, which determines far too much in young people's lives. And I think anybody listening to this who's gone through the Leaving Cert can probably tell you how it brings up pretty bad memories, pretty negative memories of a particular subject. Mine was biology, which I still am traumatised by. And, you know, the level of stress it puts on young people is completely unfair. It also doesn't really assess them in any real way.
But is it not a fair examination, though? Like, I take the point that it's a tough exam. There's a huge amount of societal pressure. There's an awful lot of stress on students. But is it not fair, though, Eavon?
No, it's not fair because it can be bought. Every year you see a number of grind schools. Because grind schools have perfected the mechanism of allowing families and individuals with more resources to acquire notes, to get grinds, to you know, work their way around the system.
But what's wrong with that if anybody in any public or community school gets grinds?
Because it's not fair. You've asked me if it's fair, and I told you that it isn't. It also doesn't play to the abilities or competencies that every student may have. Not every student excels in sitting in a room for 3 hours consistently writing, which is what you actually have to do in terms of history. The history examination hasn't changed in 30 years since I did it, and there's actually a drop-off of huge numbers from those who do junior cert history to leaving cert history. It falls from 54,000, I believe, to about 15,000 from junior cycle to senior cycle. So if we're trying to engage young people in education, if we're trying to ensure that they, you know, enjoy education and learn what they want to learn, we have to be, I think, you know, open-minded enough to take what's good about the education system, but to change it. And what happened during the COVID experience was that the Irish Secondary School Students Union were able to come to the table, in fairness to the minister, she listened to them, and find a different model of assessment, which would take place over 2 years. Could we do a level of assessed grades, project work? These issues have actually been, in fairness to the minister, have been explored by the minister.
Okay, is it the calculated grade system, Eavon, that you're proposing?
In its current format, I think it has to be dumped. I think there's a variety of different models which we could explore. But anybody who has a young person going through the Leaving Cert year will absolutely, you know, speak to the stress it causes, the unnecessary burden it places on young people, and the mental health strain. It's not a good indicator of how well somebody can perform. It basically makes people good at doing Leaving Cert exams, but not, you know, any other skills outside of that. And as I say, it is stacked in favour of those who have more resources.
Stay with us, Eavon, because a lot of people getting in touch about this, I presume there are probably parents and teachers. I'd love to talk to some people who maybe just sat the Leaving Cert even last year, or if you're going to sit it this year and you're listening to us, it's 1800 453 106. Stay on the line though, Eavon. David is with it. David, I believe you have twins that sat the Leaving Cert only a couple of years ago. Do you agree with Eavon or Eavon that we should scrap it?
Well, scrap might be too strict a word for it, but I certainly need a massive amount of reform. Like Eavon is right, all it is a memory test after 10 years in education. If you're good at memory and you can write for 3 hours, you're on the pig's back. But it takes no account of anyone's the other abilities that we all need as a society to work for. You know, someone has empathy or analytical skills or can care for someone. It's really only been used now as an entry test for college. And I really don't see how somebody who gets 100% in the honours geography paper is going to get, because of that, will get a place in medicine and could be the world's worst doctor. You go in, you know, we've all had them. So it needs a massive amount of change. Aidan is right from the point of view of that it would be far better if from the moment the senior cycle started, there was some sort of continuous assessment. I'd also like to see something added in there for any young person's involvement in their community. Something as simple as the Gashka, or if they play GAA, or if they're doing sports, making something on top of just the memory test that it is at the moment.
But that, I suppose that's how the system works, though, isn't it, David, to get into college? So is it more it's the CAO system, really, than you're talking about, is it? That should take account of all of these
extracurricular things? No, it's not so much that. The Leaving Cert should be the calling card for a young person for the next sort of 5 or 6 years of their life. Listen, Mr. Employer, Mr. College, this is what I can do. This is what I've done. I've put myself down. I've organised myself. I've thought it through. Here's what I've done for the last 2 years of my life. Oh, and by the way, I'm also, it should be almost like the CV, but I can't figure out why, for example, that they couldn't include transition year in the Leaving Cert programme. So if you've done something in transition year, for example, if you did your Gashka,
you'd accumulate some kind of points or something maybe towards
exactly,
it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm with Aid on in the end of guards. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed from when I did it.
It's the same, probably, as it's true. It is. It's in the same format, with the exception, really, of the COVID era. Sharia Irfan is the president of the Irish Second Level Students Union. Do you think we should abolish the Leaving Cert in its current format?
Look, it's no surprise. As a nation, we've been talking about this for decades. The Leaving Cert is an unfair system to which students are trialled as they go on into college or whatever they want to do. It's no surprise that it's a system that puts undue pressure on students and, most importantly, is unfair in how it works. It's a proven fact. The better amount of income you have, the better socioeconomic background you come from, the better you will do in your Leaving Cert. In no world is that fair and is just. As it stands, we believe that the senior cycle should be reformed. We've been working with the Department of Education since COVID, and we're very happy to see the changes being made, particularly through our seats on the National Council for Curriculum Assessment and the Partners Forum on Senior Cycle Redevelopment. We've engaged with the Minister and we've engaged with the Department of Education directly on that. And what we achieved was a 60-40 system in which we move away from the terminal exam, which, you know, as any student will tell you, is horrible as the way it stands, because it puts undue pressure on them. So 60% will be a terminal exam and 40% will be an additional assessment component, which allows for better assessment of the student themselves over the 2 years.
Something similar then to how it works in the north, the A-levels then, Shari?
Yes, but at the same time, this is what is best for students at the moment. Now, we didn't come to supporting the 60-40 model on its own. We obviously consulted with our membership. We looked at research. And in those negotiations, this was the best system, regardless of where you are in the country as a student.
Text in from Chris, who says, if you want to be fair, then I think you have to ban grinds. Grinds can give an advantage to those who can afford them. I totally disagree with that. So any child that needs any extra level of help in maths or biology, chemistry, whatever their subject, Irish, I know I definitely got grinds in Irish. So you shouldn't be allowed to get that. But sure, what if your parent was a teacher, like a maths or an Irish teacher? Surely they would help you at home. So how would you monitor that? I don't agree with that at all. Another listener makes the point. I agree with your guest, Aidan O'Riordan. The Leaving Cert does need to be overhauled. Far too many subjects. Students should be allowed to choose 4 subjects in the 5th year that they know they will be needed in the field that they're hoping to go into if they want to pursue them into college. Another listener, the Leaving Cert doesn't create the stress. It's the CAO system that creates the stress. The first change the CAO, then decide the Leaving Cert we want, and all reform before reform the CAO was a complete waste of time and just skewed decisions. Is that not a fair point, Aidan? Like, really the issue here is actually with the entrance system that we have for third level.
Well, they are inexplicably linked, in fairness, and I think many of the comments there are fair enough. But also, the leave insert is curtailed, or your ability to study certain subjects is curtailed by the resources of the school that's available to you. There's a number of schools, particularly Dash second level schools, that don't offer a higher level Irish, for example. You can't become a primary school teacher if you don't have higher level Irish. It's the only requirement if you have to become a primary school teacher of higher level. That you have Irish, so you know there's a number of you know unfair disadvantages that are put in the face of those who want to pursue different careers because of the nature of what the leaving cert is, how it stands up, and also it's linked with the CAO. But I think your first caller was right in terms of scrapping or abolishing. I mean, you know, that was a sort of a use of language which are quite strident. But what I actually am talking about here is a level of reform. Now, we have to have you know, a component of a written exam, but there has to be a different way of assessing young people who will be quite capable and competent in moving on to apprenticeships or moving on to third level or advancing in their education for the rest of their time in formal education. But this is not a good way of judging who they are, what their competencies are, what their skills are, and it does, it was traumatic 30 years ago, and it remains to be traumatic now. We haven't learned the lessons from COVID, which I thought we would have.
Listener here has got in touch to say, what about all the people who are good in school and they're good at learning and memory? Are we again trying to sacrifice the masses for the minority?
I'm sure they would be fine in whatever assessment will come. I mean, we have to ask ourselves, what is it about it that we're determined to maintain it for? Who is it benefiting? And there's far too many people that it doesn't benefit.
Pádraic is on the line as well, Aidan. Pádraic, you sat your leaving cert a year and a half ago, or nearly 2 years ago now. Looking back, do you think would either the kind of the calculated grade system that I presume you would have had during the COVID era, is that a better system, or maybe something like the North, where we have, you know, just three subjects over, you know, that you study in more detail and continuous assessment? Is that a better format?
So we actually didn't have the predicted grade system we had before leaving third, even though there was adjustments made for the learning we missed out on in like fifth year.
You were that year, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think the system that they have in the North is any better than what we have here. I don't think specialising early is necessarily a good thing. I'm in my second year of college now, but I did a different course last year and I've switched into another one this year. I basically still don't know what I want to do. I definitely didn't when I was in fourth, fifth year of school. So I think it's really good that the Leaving Cert has that sort of open-ended nature, that you can pick something after the Leaving Cert, that you don't have to specialise when you're at a younger age like they do in the UK. It definitely did suit me, the system of studying lots of different subjects, just because I had like a very broad range of interests. I know that's not for everyone, but it's not necessarily a bad thing that it's... kind of test a broad range of subjects. I think it suits some people, and I'm not sure you can ever find a solution that suits everyone.
So should we leave it as it is?
In my opinion, there's no better solution being presented at the moment. Definitely specialising earlier, like the A-levels in the UK, isn't, in my opinion, a better solution. I do think there is a scope to increase the amount of continuous assessment that's used in the Leaving Cert. I know they're doing that already, like, for my Leaving Cert compared to previous years, there was definitely more project work and like just continuous assessment in general, which I think is beneficial in reducing stress of the actual exams, which is a problem for a lot of people. But I'm not sure that they should be changing the format such that you'd no longer have to study a broad range of subjects.
Yeah, a lot of people getting in touch about this today. We're asking, do you think we should abolish the Leaving Cert in its current format? Or what other solutions or suggestions do you have? Like, what or how should the new Leaving Cert look that we ask students to maybe sit over the next couple of years? Pádraic, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. David and Cherie as well, who's the president of the Irish Second Level Students Union, also with us there today is Labour's education spokesperson, Aidan O'Riordan. Another listener, just on the topic of grinds. People feel that, you know, students getting grinds is very unfair. Listener says, I had grinds and I was in a private school and it still messed up my leaving. People in disadvantaged communities still have access to the very same material. So personal responsibility also has to come into it, according to this listener. Keep those thoughts coming in. It's 087 1400 106. That is the number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.